Warren Buffett, George Soros, Stanley Druckenmiller, what do these legendary investors have in common? Contrary to conventional wisdom, they don't suppress their emotions when investing, they harness them. In The Emotionally Intelligent Investor, Ravee Mehta challenges the long-held belief that successful investing requires eliminating emotion from decision-making. Instead, he reveals how the world's top investors use intuition and empathy as powerful tools to gain market advantages. The book has become required reading at several prestigious investment firms and business schools, with hedge fund managers praising its practical insights for developing emotional intelligence in financial decision-making. Even Daniel Goleman, who popularized emotional intelligence, has endorsed Mehta's application of these principles to investing. Whether you're managing billions or just starting your investment journey, this book offers a framework for turning emotions from liabilities into assets that can dramatically improve your investment outcomes. Warren Buffett and George Soros represent contrasting investment styles, yet both succeed because they intimately understand themselves. Buffett enjoys studying businesses with sustainable advantages and partnering with management long-term, often holding positions for decades. His patient, analytical approach reflects his Midwestern values and preference for simplicity. Soros, driven by philosophical inquiry, tests theories through investing and readily reverses positions when proven wrong. His reflexivity theory and comfort with uncertainty mirror his background as a philosopher and survivor of political upheaval. Their approaches differ dramatically, but work because each aligns with their unique personality and cognitive strengths. Research by Dr. Travis Bradbury shows that 83% of top performers across industries have high self-awareness, compared to just 2% of bottom performers. Despite this correlation, only 36% of people accurately identify their emotions as they happen. The remaining two-thirds are controlled by unrecognized feelings rather than using them beneficially. This emotional blindness manifests in common investment mistakes like panic selling during market downturns or overconfident position sizing during bull markets. Unlike IQ or personality traits, self-awareness can be developed with effort. Simply thinking about self-awareness helps improve it. Maintaining an investment journal to track emotional biases and decisions proves invaluable for developing an approach aligned with your personality and strengths. Successful investors document not just what they bought and sold, but their emotional state, confidence level, and reasoning behind each decision. This practice reveals patterns in both successful and unsuccessful trades. The first step toward self-awareness is understanding your investment motivation. Are you seeking basic financial security, status among peers, or the intellectual challenge? Different motivations create different vulnerabilities. Those investing for basic needs may experience debilitating stress after losses, leading to poor decision-making under pressure. Those seeking esteem become susceptible to biases around being right rather than profitable, often holding losing positions too long to avoid admitting mistakes. Those pursuing thrills often make impulsive decisions, overtrading and incurring unnecessary costs. For Mehta, his motivation evolved from paying student loans to seeking financial autonomy, before ultimately finding that self-improvement became his most sustainable driver. This progression taught him that different life stages require different approaches. By welcoming being wrong as a learning opportunity, he paradoxically makes fewer mistakes. Understanding your true motivation helps identify potential emotional pitfalls before they damage your portfolio. Regular self-assessment becomes crucial as motivations shift with changing life circumstances, wealth levels, and personal growth. Self-aware investors also recognize their cognitive limitations and market edge. Some excel at detailed analysis but struggle with rapid decisions, making them better suited for long-term investing than day trading. Others thrive on pattern recognition and quick thinking but get bogged down by extensive research, making them natural traders. The key is matching your strategy to your authentic strengths rather than forcing yourself into an ill-fitting approach. Every investor has vulnerabilities that must be recognized through careful self-reflection and analysis. Common investing mistakes typically fall into three distinct categories: self-defense mechanisms that protect us from negative emotions, irrational reactions to stress and market pressure, and psychological vulnerabilities stemming from natural mood fluctuations. Understanding these biases is crucial for developing a disciplined investment approach. Risk aversion, a fundamental human trait, makes us fear losses approximately twice as intensely as we enjoy comparable gains, a phenomenon known as loss aversion. This cognitive bias particularly affects young investors, causing them to overallocate to supposedly safer investments like bonds and cash, despite equity's demonstrably superior long-term performance. We often stubbornly hold losing positions, sometimes for years, hoping to eventually be proven right, while hastily selling winners to lock in validation. After experiencing losses, many investors take excessive risks trying to break even, sometimes mindlessly averaging down positions without proper analysis, a behavior known as the sunk cost fallacy. Hindsight bias serves as a psychological defense mechanism, helping us avoid feeling shame by subtly revising our memories to prove we were right all along despite portfolio losses. For example, investors might claim they knew a market crash was coming after it happens, even though their actions showed no such foresight. This particularly dangerous bias prevents genuine self-improvement and learning from mistakes, often leading to excessive risk-taking when combined with the desperate desire to get back to even. Our brains employ various mental shortcuts, heuristics, when overloaded with information or stressed. When frightened, our primitive fight-or-flight response drives us to take action, frequently resulting in excessive trading and poor timing decisions. A notable Harvard study showed that investors who regularly consumed financial media performed significantly worse than those who avoided it. Surprisingly, this held true regardless of whether the news was positive or negative. The increased information flow caused stress that triggered overtrading, with active traders underperforming by nearly 6% annually. Information overload significantly impairs rational decision-making capabilities. A revealing Amsterdam University experiment demonstrated that consumers given ratings on 12 different car features made markedly worse decisions than those given just 4 key metrics, remarkably performing even worse than random chance would predict. Our rational brain has a limited processing capacity that's easily overwhelmed by excessive data points or attempts at multitasking, leading to decision paralysis or impulsive choices. Our emotional state profoundly affects risk tolerance and decision-making quality. When in positive moods, we tend to take more risks and act more impulsively than when in negative states, creating potentially dangerous feedback loops in investing. Investment gains typically improve mood, leading to increased risk-taking until inevitable losses occur, triggering sadness and often capitulation at precisely the wrong time. This psychological pattern helps perpetuate market cyclicality and boom-bust cycles. Elite investors distinguish themselves by maintaining emotional equilibrium, staying humble and cautious during periods of success, while remaining optimistic and opportunistic during market downturns. Warren Buffett exemplifies this approach with his famous advice to be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. Recognizing emotional vulnerabilities is only the first step. Developing personalized strategies to manage them is essential. As George Soros suggests, recognizing and correcting mistakes should be a source of pride rather than shame. Having a sounding board helps spot biases. Daniel Kahneman notes it's easier to identify others' mistakes than your own. Partners or like-minded investors can provide perspective and emotional support when taking contrarian positions, similar to Buffett and Munger's partnership. Stop losses prevent holding losers too long, but aren't appropriate for all situations. In volatile markets, they may trigger exits before rebounds. Value investors often prefer buying on weakness unless fundamentals have changed, selling only when they recognize they're wrong rather than at arbitrary percentage drops. Visualization techniques prove powerful. Paul Tudor Jones advises constantly questioning your abilities. Before investing, imagine failure and identify potential reasons for being wrong. This exercise reveals overlooked risks and prepares you mentally to accept losses, making it easier to sell losers quickly and avoid overconfidence. Peter Salovey recommends asking what your portfolio would look like if you were starting fresh. This counters status quo bias and reveals tendencies to sell winners too early or hold losers too long. Some investors, like Druckenmiller, occasionally liquidate positions to start with a fresh mental state. Being thoroughly prepared reduces fear by giving you deep understanding of investments, allowing you to distinguish noise from fundamental changes. Bruce Kovner of Caxton Group considers scenario visualization a competitive advantage. Relying on your own work rather than others' recommendations provides control and conviction during market volatility. Maintaining a simple process like Buffett and Munger's four-filter approach prevents overconfidence from excessive research. Limiting positions helps focus attention on your best ideas. As Munger noted, their top 15 decisions made their record exceptional. Avoiding multitasking improves focus. Greenlight Capital notably doesn't give analysts smartphones to prevent distraction. Leaders should counterbalance mood swings rather than amplify them, lifting spirits after losses while focusing on what's being done well, and maintaining a more cautious tone during successful periods while examining mistakes. Unfortunately, most executives do the opposite, criticizing employees during downturns and overpraising during upswings. The investment world often resembles a pendulum swinging between bullish and bearish extremes, creating opportunities for two distinct investing styles. These market oscillations generate different entry points and strategies that align with varying personality types. Value investors like Benjamin Graham and Seth Klarman bet against momentum, expecting eventual reversal, while accepting initial losses. They're typically patient, thorough, less emotionally sensitive, and avoid hurting behavior. Their approach requires the psychological fortitude to withstand periods of underperformance and market ridicule, often lasting years. Growth investors like George Soros and Jesse Livermore bet with momentum, making initial gains but risking large losses when trends reverse. They excel by quickly recognizing shifting momentum, using stop losses, adding to winners, and avoiding overconfidence. This style demands rapid decision-making, comfort with uncertainty, and the ability to admit mistakes quickly. Successful momentum investors often develop sophisticated risk management systems to protect against sudden market reversals. Most successful investors adopt hybrid approaches, adjusting their style based on market conditions and personal temperament. Warren Buffett, for instance, combines Graham's value principles with Philip Fisher's growth approach. Investment horizon, whether short or long-term, depends primarily on what motivates the individual investor. Day traders might thrive on quick decisions and immediate feedback, while long-term investors often prefer detailed analysis and patience. Using the Big Five personality model, extroversion, agreeableness, conscientiousness, emotional sensitivity, and openness, investors can better match their approach to their temperament. Extroverts tend toward risk-seeking, but may follow crowds, making them susceptible to market bubbles. Conscientious investors conduct thorough analysis, excelling at detailed research, but potentially missing opportunities due to analysis paralysis. Emotionally sensitive traders need stop losses to maintain equilibrium and often benefit from automated trading systems to remove emotion from execution. The best investors develop methods to gain conviction while markets remain uncertain, creating opportunities for outsized returns. Ray Dalio's systematic approach at Bridgewater Associates demonstrates how personality traits can be incorporated into investment processes. Risk means different things to different investors. For some, it's job security, for others, it's underperformance, and for many, it's losing financial independence. Understanding personal risk tolerance helps determine appropriate position sizing and portfolio construction. Successful investors like Paul Tudor Jones recognize their limitations, developing systems that accommodate their traits through experimentation and self-discovery. Jones famously uses technical analysis while maintaining awareness of fundamental factors, creating a methodology that suits his quick-thinking personality. Many investors specialize in one approach to limit confusion, though this restricts investment opportunities. When using multiple approaches, clear rules help distinguish which methodology to apply to each security. For example, some investors use value strategies for stable industries and momentum approaches for technology stocks. The key to sustainable investment success lies in developing a strategy that aligns with both market realities and personal characteristics. This might mean combining multiple approaches, but always with clear guidelines about when to apply each method. Regular self-assessment and strategy refinement ensure continued alignment between personality and investment approach as both markets and personal circumstances evolve. Empathy, the ability to put oneself in another's shoes, provides a powerful investing edge that most textbooks ignore. Scientific research has identified mirror neurons that activate when we observe others, allowing us to experience similar emotions. Daniel Goleman identifies three types: cognitive empathy, understanding others' perspectives, emotional empathy, feeling with others, and empathetic concern, sensing others' needs. Consider Research in Motion, RIM, in September 2011. After missing quarterly expectations and providing weak guidance, the stock dropped 6% in aftermarket trading. By developing an empathetic edge, understanding how different market participants would react, Meta identified a profitable short opportunity. He recognized that RIM's growth-oriented shareholders would likely sell after bad news, while shorts would cover positions to lock in profits, creating temporary price stability before further declines. Contrast this with his failed Nokia short in December 2011. Despite fundamental similarities, both companies missed the smartphone technology shift and were losing market share, he failed to develop an empathetic edge before shorting Nokia. Unlike RIM's growth-oriented shareholders, Nokia's base comprised mostly value investors, less inclined to sell after bad news. Nokia's stock was already down 30% in the previous 5 weeks, and shareholders were awaiting new product announcements at upcoming conferences. By not considering these factors, he missed that shorts would likely cover ahead of these events, driving the stock up. Social awareness extends beyond empathy to understanding group dynamics, organizational moods, and trustworthiness. The socially aware investor can evaluate corporate management by observing subtle cues that others might miss. Warning signs include facial expressions that don't match language, lack of eye contact, nervous reactions, face touching, and eye movements in unnatural directions when recalling information. When evaluating management, watch for red flags like taking credit for things outside their control, avoiding blame, excessive positivity while ignoring serious issues, or dismissing legitimate business risks. CEOs who blame investors, like Lehman's Dick Fuld blaming short sellers, typically lack self-awareness, while strong leaders like Steve Jobs focus on short-term fixes during crises before returning to long-term vision. Legendary investor Bruce Kovner emphasizes the importance of studying price action charts to understand how everybody is voting and to identify existing market disequilibria and potential changes. Technical analysis, when viewed through the lens of emotional intelligence, becomes a tool for understanding market psychology rather than just pattern recognition. Resistance levels occur where stocks are more likely to fall than rise. Using Apple's 2001-2003 chart as an example, shareholders who bought at $11 to $13 and experienced losses were likely to sell when the stock returned to those levels, creating resistance. The strength of resistance depends on trading duration, volume, and number of successful tests at that level. Stocks should be bought when breaking through strong resistance levels, especially with high volume or negative sentiment. Former resistance becomes support because shareholders who profited from buying near that level will likely buy again at similar prices. higher trading volume during breakouts strengthens the pattern by creating more shareholders with higher cost bases. Support levels are price points where stocks are more likely to rise than fall. Yahoo's 2004 to 2006 chart demonstrates how its stock repeatedly bounced off $30, creating a strong support level. Investors who successfully bought at this level developed an association bias, making them inclined to buy again at the same price. Stocks making higher highs and higher lows are more likely to continue rising. Intel's 2003 chart demonstrates this healthy pattern where investors sell to realize gains, but many buy back at slightly higher prices due to positive association bias. As such stocks rise, their shareholder base transitions from value investors to more growth-oriented investors who expect positive trends to continue. Bull markets typically top out when market breadth, the number of stocks making new highs, declines. This principle relates to investors' focus on win-loss ratios rather than overall returns. When people see many of their investments declining, they become less happy and more risk-averse, even if their portfolio is still profitable overall. Stock prices tend to drop much faster than they rise. The Caterpillar stock chart from 2002 to 2008 demonstrates how a stock can steadily rise for years, then surrender those gains in just months. People feel twice as much pain from losses as pleasure from equivalent gains, making them panic sell much faster than they become euphoric. Intuition isn't magical, but an emotion arising from pattern recognition. When experts like firefighters or chess grandmasters develop mental maps through experience, they generate gut feelings that guide decisions faster and often better than analysis. Research shows experts make worse decisions when forced to ignore intuition and be overly analytical. Warren Buffett operates intuitively, gravitating toward interesting companies before analyzing them, rather than starting with quantitative screening. He relies on gut instincts for evaluating management, position sizing, and sensing market danger. Today's investment industry, with its demand for analytical justification and transparency, has suppressed intuition's role, creating opportunity for those who can properly harness it. Investing solely on gut feelings risks falling victim to biases, yet the best investors use something beyond rational analysis. Intuition helps identify which investments merit deeper investigation and informs subjective judgments about management, products, and competitive dynamics. Like chess grandmasters who formulate moves quickly but verify them carefully, investors should employ intuition while safeguarding it with logic. The six-step process involves ensuring your intuition relates to your area of expertise, maintaining self-awareness of emotional biases, identifying patterns by connecting current situations to previous ones, conducting thorough fundamental research, discussing ideas with others who can spot your biases, and establishing tripwires that signal when your thesis is wrong. In early 2012, Mehta's intuition led him to evaluate Veeco Instruments, VECO, a manufacturer of equipment for LEDs and hard disk drives. Despite the LED industry suffering from oversupply and Veeco's earnings declining significantly, the stock actually closed up after reporting disappointing guidance. This pattern reminded him of other cyclical tech stocks that bottom when bad news no longer drives them down. He safeguarded his intuition through careful analysis. Veeco's large cash position, nearly 50% of market cap, limited downside risk. They remained profitable despite terrible conditions, and industry data showed customer utilization rates rising. The long-term opportunity was substantial, as LEDs were replacing incandescent bulbs globally. He established tripwires like monitoring potential market share loss to Applied Materials. This combination of intuition, analysis, and empathetic understanding made Veeco his largest new investment and biggest winner in the first half of 2012. While Malcolm Gladwell asserts that 10,000 hours of practice is prerequisite for expertise, many investors with this level of experience still lack useful intuition. Like chess grandmasters who spend more time reviewing games than playing them, investors must engage in deliberate practice by rigorously analyzing both successful and unsuccessful decisions. Gary Kasparov emphasizes that success comes from relentless review of prior decisions and focused practice on areas that require improvement. This critical self-assessment develops intuition by embedding patterns in your mind that emerge when similar situations arise. Trading coach Ari Kiev compares this to coaches reviewing game films before the next match. Unlike chess, investing is heavily influenced by randomness, making intuition development more challenging. Investors typically minimize the role of good luck while overestimating bad luck, preventing them from learning from experiences or even drawing incorrect lessons. Expertise develops through reviewing decision-making processes rather than outcomes. Even when investors develop genuine expertise identifying specific patterns, these patterns eventually become widely recognized. As other investors either independently discover the pattern or emulate successful strategies, the favorable risk-reward that previously existed disappears. Every market pattern eventually becomes obsolete. Some quantitative algorithms within days, others over decades. The only solution is constant evolution through a culture of intuition building and flexibility to adapt to new opportunities. Beyond reviewing your own decisions, study great investors' moves, analyze colleagues' successes and failures, and use visualization exercises to develop intuition about potential investment failures. Pre-mortem exercises help investors honestly assess position sizing by considering how much pain they're willing to tolerate with each investment. Great investors focus not just on potential rewards, but on downside risks, understanding both probability of loss and their personal pain threshold. Paul Tudor Jones spends about an hour nightly on mental simulation exercises, considering scenarios like oil price spikes or euro declines to identify portfolio flaws. Investment firms should align their recruiting practices with their investment styles, using personality tests to identify candidates whose traits match their approach rather than overvaluing academic credentials and IQ. Leaders should counterbalance mood swings rather than amplify them, lifting spirits after losses and tempering enthusiasm during good times, focusing on mistakes during upswings and strengths during downturns. Work prioritization should flow top-down rather than bottom-up, with experienced investors identifying patterns and setting the agenda, rather than relying on junior analysts with less intuition. Similarly, position sizing and risk management decisions should come from those with developed intuition, not junior team members. Despite regulatory efforts like the Fair Disclosure Act, professional investors maintain advantages through face-to-face management meetings, more time for decision reflection, and constant interaction with other investors. However, self-aware individual investors can still outperform professionals with low emotional intelligence by leveraging their natural advantages. Peter Lynch argues people already have intuition about businesses they're exposed to. Doctors about drugs, gamers about gaming companies, homemakers about consumer products. Individual investors should focus where they have expertise, consider small-cap companies ignored by institutions, utilize their ability to move quickly, and maintain a longer-term perspective than professionals constrained by short-term performance pressure. Successful investing requires humility, introspection, and empathy, qualities that make one a better human being. The concepts apply broadly to life. Being honest with oneself and creating action plans to address vulnerabilities is universally helpful. Improved social awareness leads to more fulfilling relationships. Even professional investors make far more non-investing decisions daily, and objectively reviewing these can build intuition for better judgments as parents, spouses, neighbors, and bosses.